The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Temple Director Dharma Holder Michael Herzog.
The emperor didn't understand the wisdom of Bodhidharma when he laid it at his feet. Maybe it was his answers, the abruptness. Maybe it was that he took away some cherished beliefs. Or maybe it was his appearance. Have you ever seen pictures of Bodhidharma? I mean, there's no photographs, but drawings. They called him the red-bearded barbarian. He had a huge red beard and big bushy eyebrows and bulging eyes, a gruff, scowling appearance, carrying huge tattered robes and a 10-foot staff. Perhaps he was just dismissed as some crazy. But then when he learned who he really was, he had regrets, deep regrets. And we know what this regret is. We know that sense that a moment has passed, an opportunity lost, never to come again. Regret is a powerful and profound human experience. The bird outside my window who's eating the newly bloomed crab apples on the crab apple tree doesn't experience regret. Just eats and then flies off. But we feel it. I know I do. Those conversations that I wish never had happened, decisions I made or didn't make, directions I went or did not go. But completely natural. And yet, a dream. A dream of a different past, a story about something that could have happened, a scenario that was only in our minds and only our imagination, a story of a window of opportunity closed. But as David Roshi said today, the window of opportunity is here, wide open. This window doesn't have a frame. There's no glass, no hinges, and it can't be opened or closed. It is boundless. It is this moment. It is your life. Nothing has ever been missed. And to realize this is to realize the truth of who we are. Boundless, infinite. And yet, here is the paradox. This life is brief. This life is so brief. And we can't drift through it aimlessly. It is our nature to wake up, to awaken to our life as it truly is, to be Buddha. And to awaken, we must give our complete selves. We must give up our treasured and cherished views, opinions of who we are and what this is. We must pour our heart into our life completely, pour our minds and our bodies into this practice. Not tomorrow, not when we think we're ready, but right now, tonight. Tonight, this last night of Sesshin. And Dogen said in our reading today, awakening is not what you think it is. Your idea of awakening is not it. Your knowledge of it is not it. This is points to the not knowing Bodhidharma said when he was asked, who are you? This I don't know is not ignorance. It's not a failure to answer. It is the answer. It is the only answer. It is the living gate which you can pass through when you stop grasping for outcomes and begin to fully meet this moment here and now. But what if you haven't gotten an instant of transcendent enlightenment? What if you have no evidence for it whatsoever, other than what's read to you in sutra books and by teachers? What if this weekend, all you've gotten so far are aching knees, tired shoulders? What then? There is an internet meme that's been going around for quite a few years. Perhaps you've read it. It's a quote, usually accompanied by some photograph of a setting sun or a flower. And it goes like this. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? And this is supposed to motivate us or give us courage to do something that's close to our heart. But I have a different way of looking at this. Here's my question. What would you do if you knew you would fail? What would you continue to do if you knew that you would certainly fail? Now, before you start to think, well, I wouldn't do anything like that, remember the sobering truth that we will all fail, 100% guaranteed. For me, just paraphrase the quote that Alan brought up today, right? Henry David Thoreau, I do not want to come to the end of my life and realize I did not live it, or more accurately, was not there for it, was not present for it. But the miracle, the incredible thing, is when we come to this practice fully, wholeheartedly, wholly open, throwing ourselves fully onto the path, we realize there are no failures. There are no failures, and there are no successes either. There's only just this boundless, infinite moment, which you are. This coming and going, arising and passing away, complete, holy, yes, holy, wholly, holy, complete. So I encourage you, stay here tonight, this last night of Sesshin, on the path. Don't seek anything. Be here. someday you will laugh aloud with delight. And beyond this, nothing else can be said. Thank you.